we actually do have a God who is notoriously biased, a God who is always on the side of the weak and the poor and the hungry, always. Those are God's favorites. And so whenever one goes into situations anywhere in the world, there's no question about where you should stand, really. And one has said many things about the situation in the Middle East. As the General Secretary told you, I was part of a fact-finding mission. We went to Gaza to investigate what had happened. I think it's one of the most agonizing visits I've ever made anywhere. We were traveling in a convoy, and you know, almost everywhere in the world, when children see a line of cars, they will rush out, stand in the along the roadside, wave or whatever. I mean, one of the first things you noticed, things can't be okay here. We traveled all the way from the Palestinian-Egyptian border, Ravi crossing, and not once did we see a single child come out on the street. It was one of the most eerie things. And as you looked, you saw buildings not destroyed, sort of demolished, destroyed just enough to make them uninhabitable. And to come into somewhere which used to be the commercial hub and see so many donkey carts, hardly any cars on the road, donkey carts because there is no fuel. Mostly people use cooking oil to drive their cars. I said at the end in the press conference, I said, I don't believe that ordinary Israelis, if they knew what was happening, could support a policy that did this to people. But one of the things that we got to remember is that in the Israeli side, there are very, very many people who belong to the peace movement, who have sometimes got to be forgotten. We've got to know that there are very, very many. There's an organization called the Parents Circle, which was started actually by someone who came from South Africa. She got married to an Israeli, and her son was killed by a Palestinian sniper. And she said she wanted to be in touch. Could they put her in touch with the family of the sniper? And from that encounter, there is now this parent circle, which is made up of parents from both sides who have lost loved ones. So it's a wonderful thing that you have this week of prayer for peace in Israel and Palestine, because it has become clear that almost all the issues that we are concerned about, nuclear, disarmament, and so on, that hardly any of those are going to be resolved until this one is resolved. It's such a critical issue, and perhaps we have to give thanks that the President of the United States did something that was not expected. I mean, his first visit to the Middle East, you would have expected, would have been to Israel. But no, his first visit to the Middle East was to an Arab country. And some of the things that he said there have in many ways restored the credibility of the United States. It's very, very courageous, I mean. And so, friends, many times people thought the situation in South Africa would not be resolved except through a bloodbath. And people around the world prayed. They prayed for the downfall of apartheid. Didn't seem like it was going to happen, and then it happened. And I think part of the reason why God let that happen there was to give hope to the rest of the world, to say there is really no situation that is intractable, none. Each is capable of being resolved, even this one that seems so utterly intractable.